This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Go West Credit Union Association's very own Troy Stang. That's the first time I've said that. So Troy is on the show to tell us about how the merger between Northwest Credit Union Association and Mountain West Credit Union Association went and what's in the name of Go West and all the things that come with this big, big merger between these two associations, which is great news for the industry. And Troy tells us all about it. So check it out. On today's program, we have Mr. Troy Stang, not from Northwest Credit Union Association anymore, but with Go West Credit Union Association. A lot of changes in your neck of the woods, Troy. Congratulations on all this.
Thank you. We are absolutely so excited about Go West, and I can't wait to tell you a little bit more about it today.
Yeah. So now you guys are part of a 6-state trade association, and that all became effective July 1st, just a couple weeks ago. So tell us about the new name, Go West. Because the last time I had you on, I had you and Todd Marksberry on, who is the chair of the Mountain West Credit Union Association. You guys, oh, quick little backstory here. Yeah, you guys obviously merged the associations. And so here we are now with the new name, Go West. So tell me a little bit about the new name, and then we'll dive into some other details here.
Yeah, to tie back to some of that dreaming that Mark had under his leadership as chair of the Mountain West and the Northwest Association, you know, this legacy that both organizations had of strong advocacy, strong leadership development, and recognizing that the changes and evolution in the system, the issues and the opportunities coming at credit unions are coming at a faster and faster pace. Yeah. Was really the why behind those conversations. And you're right, July 1st, we brought to life the Go West Association. And I'll tell you, what's in that name, what's in that brand is backed by tons and tons of research that we've done along that journey. Mm-hmm. And really looking at our stakeholders, not only credit unions, but the elected officials, the public policy officials that are the receiver of our message. And so recognizing that any appointed or elected policy official has oodles and oodles of industries that come to them each and every day.
Right.
How is it that the credit union story, how is it and why is it that the credit union conversation is one that would cause them to pause and be curious and dive deeper in the conversation, or frankly, in some cases, keep us on the calendar, if you will. And what we heard time and time again was it is that connection with credit unions, who are hyper-local institutions, bringing solutions to my constituents, my neighborhoods, my communities, and frankly, public policy looking to credit unions as the solution on Main Street. And that's what we've been striving for mm-hmm. for so many years. But to really uncover that in the brand really called us to action, if you will. And that is the action. That is the movement that you really hear and feel mm-hmm. in the Go West. It is delivering solutions through our credit unions for Main Street.
Indeed. And it's the tagline right over your right shoulder there, go forward, go together. So that's that pretty much says it in a nutshell.
Well, it leans on the collaborative spirit of credit unions. Yep. Operation amongst cooperatives is still an important tenet today. And the more that we can do together, really to serve the complex needs of credit unions. And of course, there is this pioneering spirit in the West of innovation and you know, setting a bar and going to explore in areas that, you know, might be uncharted territory. And that's been indicative of our credit unions in these six states. Looking for relevant solutions to provide to their members and their communities day in and day out. And I think it's come alive in the Go West brand and name in just a beautiful way.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys for sure. And another, a couple of other items here. You guys have also announced a new service corporation and a foundation. So can you share a little bit of news about those new organizations?
Those as well are picking up on the Go West energy.
Okay.
And Go West Foundation, obviously bringing relevant solutions to Main Street, helping credit unions accelerate the impact that they're making, mm-hmm. whether it's affordable housing, rural access to financial services, really the financial well-being for all across our communities. And there are so many business partners and philanthropic organizations that have a desire to help make these communities and these consumers, these small businesses, be even stronger than they are today. And they see credit unions at the intersection. And so Go West Foundation really speaks to those outside entities, again, connecting an intersection intersection back to the credit unions as the entities that help deliver those results, those solutions to Main Street. Speaking of solutions, on the service corporation side, we spend some time in the brand research talking to the innovative partners in our entire suite of partners that we have in our service corporation. But we also spent time on the fintech side of the equation, those new entrants into the marketplace who in many cases have amazing tools and resources, and marrying up in partnership with credit unions really can make sure credit unions have the relevant solutions for their consumers and the marketplace tomorrow. And so Go West Solutions also drives that home.
Yeah, because I know I've been attending and covering Max for quite a few years now. You guys always have a very strong technology presence there, which I commend you guys on, and because it's so important, especially in our day and age. So I'm really happy to see that you guys are continuing that with Go West as well, right?
Well, and I'll tell you, all of that being led by the association, all of that understanding that advocacy is job number one. And yes, bringing six states of resources together allows that engine to be well-resourced. But we recognized, and frankly, we've recognized it through every step of our legacy journey, that hyper-local advocacy is the value proposition that we can bring. And we've done it over the years, state by state by state by state, and that is dialing in the elected officials, the policy officials, all branches of government into these local cooperatives, these credit unions, and helping, frankly, give the framework to the credit unions to tell their story, to talk about their impact, to talk about the real tangible value that they're generating and delivering to Main Street. And that is why we heard what we heard in the brand research. It's starting to stick. And so what we've learned as we've created Go West is there's got to be, and there is, and you'll see it in some of your next episodes as we dive deeper into what's in the brand and how does that like hyper-local Go West brand come alive for Wyoming credit unions and Arizona credit unions and Oregon's credit unions, Idaho, Washington, Arizona, Colorado. And it's so fun to see the energy that's building amongst those individual credit union families. It has been just half a month, 2 weeks. And our government affairs committees, which is made up of credit union leaders in each of these states, are waiting to meet for the first time in Wyoming, Colorado, and Arizona yet this month to start laying out their advocacy agenda. Their priorities for each of those state capitals. And it's under a banner of the uniqueness of each of those states, Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. And in some of those cases, they're going even deeper into an issues work group, you know, rolling up their sleeves, diving into the operational barriers that might exist in their daily operations, and really making that that next generation of an advocacy agenda.
I know, Troy, advocacy is like your middle name. So I know how you have a passion for advocacy for sure. And I want to go to, like, you know, let's kind of step back a little bit, because, you know, back in the day, most states had their own league or association, right? You know, just going actually just a few years back, actually. So now we're seeing multiple states coming together as three or four states, in your case, six states. And Troy, do you realize you go up to Canada all the way to Mexico now?
Listen, and so are the members that credit unions serve. No longer are the state boundaries the limitation of their commerce.
Very true.
And you'll see our member credit unions also expand their footprints so they can be in service to those members and small businesses.
So how do you see that advantage of, how do you see that larger trade association being an advantage here? Because it sounds like obviously there's power in numbers, there's power in collaboration. So I'm kind of thinking that's the theme here, or what's your take on that?
I'm going to start with that hyper-local advocacy. I mentioned how each of those credit union families and each of those states are coming together.
Right.
We have committed resource with a vice president of advocacy in every one of those states that's unique to that state. It's hyper-local to that state. They know the dynamics in the state capital. And frankly, we've learned that years after year after year after we've done this work in each of the individual states. But the resources that we've assembled, where each of those state lobbyists can plug into data, research, legal, compliance, grassroots, the entire messaging platform, the PR, the public awareness, winning the voice of public policy through leveraging media. All of those resources as built out resources is something that none of our individual states in our legacy organizations was able to have. It was the envy, if you will, that each of those state lobbyists wanted for years. Mm-hmm. And now by the credit unions helping us get to a six state association, we've amassed those resources to really empower those frontline lobbyists. Yeah. And make it hyper local and make the conversation relevant to that state house in that respective mm-hmm. state and the credit unions which do business in that state.
Yeah. And that kind of segues into my next question here, and it all revolves around consolidation, obviously. So obviously there are fewer credit unions than there were a decade ago or even a year ago. So some may ask that there's just not enough credit unions to make a smaller association viable. So what are your thoughts on that?
You know, there's absolutely business acumen that we have built through creating a multi-state association. Mm-hmm. But the core tenets of hyper-local advocacy is something that where we have not lost our focus. And I can't speak to any of the other leagues and as to how they run their business. But what I can tell you is, again, the resources that we've amassed to allow our advocacy team, our individual state advocacy individuals to plug into are resources we didn't have in any one of the individual states, and now we have it. Mm-hmm. So many of these initiatives yet stretch beyond our six states. Mm-hmm. And the partnership we have with the other leagues through ACUEL, the partnership that we have with CUNA, really extends and allows us to be a partner that can actually execute on the day-to-day issues, yeah. Not only locally, but really carry our fair share of the weight mm-hmm. nationally as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, no doubt. It sounds like you guys, obviously, you have more weight that could focus on an issue in a certain state now. So that you can take all that, you can focus on that, and then obviously you can spread it out throughout the other six states too. So yeah, so it sounds like you're pretty versatile in this area right now as far as advocacy goes.
Well, Mike, we've learned over the years, frankly, the years that our nation's been in existence, the state and the federal system, the dual charter system, the states, you know, for years it was called states' rights, and it still is in some cases, yeah. But the state system really is a system of incubation. It's a system, it's a playground, it's a place where you can test policy concepts. And in fact, this last legislative cycle, we passed equity investments mm-hmm. In Washington state, non-CUSO equity investments for credit unions. And it's been tried in a couple other states. Public funds is another example where we were some of the states that did it 10 years ago, and we're still popcorning that particular issue mm-hmm. Throughout 50 states. And so obviously there's landscape political differences in various states, but the learning that you can gain by running legislation, by running public policy for credit unions, and if you really use that state system as an incubator, yeah. Those then become the testing ground and the ability for the federal system to point back to the states and say, hey, it's been done. It's in a more nimble environment. Mm-hmm. It might be time to evolve the federal system. And so, yeah. So much of these advocacy ideas and this innovation, we just love sharing with and lobbing it into the national system because these are ideas that can take root and really continue to evolve mm-hmm. the entire credit union system.
Yeah, well said, well said. And I'll switch gears just a little bit here to CUNA, because I know you've have a close relationship with them, being their chair a year or so ago. So how is Go West going to collaborate with CUNA, being the largest geographic footprint of all the state associations right now?
Yeah, you know, CUNA has a tall order, and it's so important that we have a strong national system. Yeah. And for them to be able to partner with us and us with them provides that 1-2 step, if you will, the ability to tie in hyper-local advocacy. None of those elected officials that, frankly, are in Washington, D.C., that come from our jurisdictions in these six states, they want to hear from the local credit union. They want to hear how legislation or regulation is affecting them, and want to hear how it's affecting their constituents. Yeah. Yeah. And there's nobody better positioned to tell that story than the local league and the local credit union. Mm-hmm. And And CUNA being that railing, being the boots on the ground in Washington, D.C., we need it. We need that steady watchful eye and that leverage at the national system. And so we're excited for what part of the equation we can really fulfill as a league here in the West.
Yeah, very exciting stuff for the industry indeed. One last question for you and revolves around your conference, MAX. So I think that's going to look a little bit different this fall. So can you just touch on that? You don't have to go into too many details, but to just touch on that real quick, because it's essentially going to double in size.
Yeah, MAX really has taken on a life of its own.
Sure.
And MAX is going to be part of Go West. And we couldn't be more proud of that and bringing the family together. I think what you're going to see in MAX this fall is really a celebration and frankly, a bit of an introduction to the two sides of the family.
Yeah.
The opportunity post-COVID and post our merger is to allow the credit union professionals to come together and really get to know each other. But the programming that the team has arranged, oh my goodness, we've got insight from some of the political insight from Washington, D.C. Amy Walters is confirmed on our main stage. We've got Sultan Menji, who was the chief innovative officer at the FDIC for a period of time. And what a mashup there. Innovation and the federal government, and we know, we're actively involved with the NCUA about innovation in fintech at our nation's regulator, NCUA, and it'll be so insightful to hear what Sultan has already done during his past tenure at FDIC and how that mashup between innovation and regulation and the government really, really intersects. Andy Core will talk, some inspirational engagement. It's really a time where credit unions are bringing their teams back together. And it's hybrid. The reality of it, it's hybrid. We're doing our jobs differently. And how do you do it? How do you inspire each other? How do you engage? And then what's that responsibility of that engagement as a credit union enterprise back to the community and the members? Mm-hmm. We are the solution providers. We are that bright spot in our members' day. And how do we pass on that innovation from inside the employer, the credit union as the employer, to external to the credit union as the financial partner to the membership. And then we'll have a number of others, John Celio, Shane Feldman are on the agenda as well on our main stage. And then Mike, the tons of innovation, the regulatory breakouts, and then the fintech that's present. So we couldn't be more excited about MAX and Spokane in October.
Oh, yes. Spokane's going to be hopping this fall for sure with lots and lots of credit union folks. So it's going to be really exciting to see. And I lied. There's one more thing that I always bring up with you, Troy, and it's the market share that you guys have had traditionally in the Northwest. What is it, like 60% market share now, something like that? But you've always said, hey, we got 40 more to go. So I'm really excited to see how you're going to transfer that into the new folks, how it's going to spread throughout the entire league, or the association. So this is going to be really exciting to see.
Sometimes when you go through a journey like this and reinvent yourself, and in our case, this merger has allowed us the permission to reinvent ourselves. It causes you to look back in the rearview mirror and the progress that you, your members, your credit unions, the communities have made. And a lot of, we did that looking back in the Northwest states of Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. And I remember a day where we were at 26% of the consumers who were members of credit unions. And bit by bit, opening up the public policy and the operating environment, making it more friendly for credit unions, the credit unions being relevant with the products and services that the members need, today are experiencing over 60% of the consumers are now have credit unions in their wallet. That's exciting. It's more than amazing. It's exciting. And there's more work to do. You're right. There's 40% of the consumers in the Northwest who haven't, but there's even the 60% of the consumers who are can even have a deeper, more meaningful financial service relationship with their credit union. So that causes your question of what about Wyoming? Colorado and Arizona. And the same is true there. Those credit unions have worked hard and continue to work hard to be extremely relevant to their members. We're in a process right now of collecting the economic and community impact data, which will lead our advocacy message in every one of those state capitals for our entire six-state region.
Okay.
And that is going to be, I believe, one of the true stakes in the sand for the credit unions and individually and in each of the six states as we start looking at opening up a public policy environment that credit unions remain relevant day in and day out and generation after generation. And so we've got to archive this video and I want to go back to it in 5 years, 10 years from now and see how much progress that we've made because the credit unions are well poised. You know, these are some of the, they're beautiful states they're from an economic perspective, from a quality of life perspective, they're all unique.
Yep.
And so population growth is there. The business community is strong. And we couldn't be more excited to have credit unions well positioned to serve the marketplace.
Indeed. Well said, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it because you probably have a lot on your plate, Troy. So I don't want to keep you too long. But thank you again for your time and congrats on the success of this merger already. And really excited to see what's going to be around the corner for you guys. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.